All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and I got a question. Are you ready for some degeneracy? Because it's the Grimlord's Hentai Corner, and we're doing closed game. Now, a couple things. First of all, you can get closed game from Jast USA and JList. YouTube won't let me put the link in there, nor will they let me use anything that's too over the top as far as sexual content is concerned. I actually got in a kind of a fight with them over a thumbnail I used, which showed maybe, I don't know, the underboob of Celicia, and it was just too much for them. So, I don't know. It's going to be hard to continue with this one. But I'll be able to do as much of this that doesn't show the H scenes as possible on YouTube, and the stuff that won't go, that's going to be on MGTOW.TV or, you know, another site that would allow it. So, we'll just see how that works. Anyway, let's go ahead and get started. It should be somewhere around here. I arrive at the place we agreed to meet, surveying my surroundings. There's nobody else here at the moment. Marielle isn't saying anything, meaning it's dead quiet in here. I take the moment to rest, leaning my back against the wall. I wonder if we're actually safe here or not. If my bracelet isn't telling me anything, though, maybe I can relax for a moment. If my bracelet's being quiet, then I guess Alicia and her team haven't made it here yet either. I whisper to myself while staring at my bracelet. It's a bit late for it now, but I'm starting to worry about if Michiko had lied to us all along. As I catch my breath, my bracelet suddenly starts beeping. There's a green dot ahead. So the safe zone does exist after all. A look at my bracelet gives me a general idea of where it's located. Over there, eh? I turn in the direction it should be, then start slowly walking toward it. The beeping gets louder and louder. I must be getting close to our destination. And then... well, here it is. A holographic symbol floats in the air, displaying the word safe zone on it. However, it's not within a closed off area with a door leading to it or anything like that at all. Now what do we do? I guess maybe it counts as making it inside the safe zone just by standing here. I probably shouldn't mess around in here. It'd be a mistake to accidentally activate something and get teleported to the middle of nowhere. Let's just turn back for now. There's still time before the sun sets. Celicia's team hasn't shown up yet. I shouldn't make any hasty decisions. Man, we would have never found it if she hadn't told us about it. But if it were too easy to find, it would be trivial to survive the game. I suppose you'll see it on your bracelet if you're even vaguely in this area, though. None of this makes any sense to me. At any rate, it looks like we'll need to search exhaustively to find the next safe zone tomorrow. Oh. When I return to Marielle, she's fast asleep, curled into the fetal position. It's no surprise that she's exhausted. We're in no rush, so I decide to let her rest a little while longer. That's gotta be. My bracelet is beeping again. Thank God you made it. Glad to see you're okay. In reality, they look tattered and dead tired with expressions to match their haggard appearances. By no stretch do they look okay. What happened to you? Yeah, well, you don't want to know. I have to disagree. Let's not discuss it. You endured hardships on your way here too, didn't you? You know, because of those gimps. Oh. So let's not talk about it. If the gimps were involved, then I don't dare pursue the topic any further. This doesn't seem like the appropriate time to go into details of what likely happened. A brutal, horrific raping at the hands of the gimps. Where's Marielle? Oh, she's over there sleeping. She must be really tired. Let's just say we had to endure a lot, too. Despite the fact that we've all come through alive and managed to reunite, a gloomy mood lingers in the air. It only makes sense, after all. George is dead, and we've had to endure attacks by freaks of nature. I want to talk to Celeste about George, but I have no idea how to broach the topic. I can't even begin to fathom what's on her mind at this moment. Hopefully, once we're done with this game, we'll have an opportunity to talk about it. Oh yeah, I found the safe zone. It's in this building, isn't it? Wait, what? How'd you know that? We saw its location marked on our bracelets. Oh, right, right. I still can't believe it's in the place we decided to meet at. I don't know whether it's a good omen or bad, but at least in the short term, it's fortunate that we've all made it here together. I'll take care of Marielle. The rest of you can go on ahead to the safe zone. I wonder what'll happen now. We're not being led into a trap, are we? After everything that's happened, I doubt they pulled something that underhanded on us in the last minute. With Heaveners involved, though, I can't sincerely say we're safe beyond a doubt. On the other hand, if this game is for their personal amusement, they probably won't dispose of us casually. So we have to act under that assumption. Let's get going. I hoist Marielle onto my back once again and begin carrying her to the safe zone. Celeste and the others soon file in behind me in an orderly fashion. I'm not sure exactly what we're supposed to do, so I guess I'll just walk toward the dot displayed on our bracelets. Maybe something will be waiting for us there. Hmm? What's happening? What? Everything's turning white. Then, as if it had been waiting for us all together, that strange phenomenon from the start of the game suddenly happens again. Our survival at the safe zone gently envelops us in a bright white light. Ugh, I feel lightheaded. All I can see is white. I'm not really sure where I am or what's happening to me. Ugh! Groans leap from my mouth as I space out. After some time passes, I realize I'm lying down somewhere. Where am I? Still only half conscious, I survey my surroundings a bit. The last thing I remember is that I was in a ruined building, but right now I'm definitely somewhere different. It's a white room. It looks a lot like the room I first woke up in when I was transported to Caleb Herb's. No, wait. It doesn't just look like it. It is the room I first woke up in. I look down at my body and realize that I'm only wearing underwear and a shirt. How'd this happen? Although I can't say for sure that's what's going on here, I can pretty confidently say that I'm in the same room. How did I get here? Wasn't I in some city ruins just a while ago? It feels like everything I remember could have just been a dream. I take in a deep breath and exhale. I hope so. I hope it was just a dream. It has to have been. If all those terrible things were just a dream, that means that Celeste wouldn't have suffered such heinous deeds and that George would still be alive. As if to dash my hopes, a hologram suddenly appears in the center of the room. Celeste! You! Just looking at her causes a wave of hatred to wash through my entire body. Congratulations, all of you right now have managed to complete the first day of the closed game. It's unfortunate that one of your friends died so quickly, but to the rest of you who survived, please put on another show for us tomorrow. After delivering that announcement with such a carefully free smile, she vanishes. It's true. George is no longer with us. He was murdered right before our eyes. Being reminded of that fact only makes my hatred for Celeste grow stronger. Hmm? A tray of food suddenly appears in the center of the room. Come to think of it, I'm really hungry. As pissed off as I am right now, my hunger gets the better of me. After walking through and around a ruined city for an entire day, I'm absolutely starving. My anger and grief won't stop the game from continuing tomorrow, so I need to save my strength for what matters. I'm gonna make it through this. I will. With that muttered self-encouragement, I step towards the food. As frustrating as it is to admit, it smells delicious. Whew! I wolf down my meal without any further interruptions. At least as far as I can tell, it doesn't seem to have been poisoned or anything. It makes sense that they wouldn't pull something as petty as that, as if they're hosting a game on such a grand scale. As for the food itself, while it looks like astronaut food, it's actually pretty delicious despite its appearance. I wonder if everyone else is eating right now too. Now that my stomach is full, I start thinking about the others. Lacey, Marielle, Coconut, and of course, Celicia. I assume they're all safe, at least since I'm back up here, but I can't relax until I see them face to face. Nothing was said forbidding us from visiting each other's rooms, so I reckon doing so is fair game. I want to check on all of them to make sure everyone's okay, but I have to pick someone to be with, to be the first I visit. First and foremost, I want to... Actually, I remember Celicia looking pretty disturbed. Hardly surprising after being taken to this crazy place and attacked by sickos in bondage gear. Back on Earth, she could wave around her guns to stave off danger, but here, she's just another woman. She's probably shaken after seeing George die right before her eyes. Alright, let's go check how Celicia's doing. I get up from my bed. What I want right now is to have a talk with Celicia. Right. Just as I enter the highway, I realize I've forgotten something important. Which of these rooms is hers? I think I remember her coming out from that door to the side there, but I'm not sure. What? Just as I stand there after coming out of my room, a door opens and Celicia emerges. Both of us feel awkward and fall silent. There are so many things I want to talk about with her, yet I can't form any words to say a thing. We can't stay silent forever, though. If nothing else, we have to plan for tomorrow. Hey, you alright? Yeah, I guess I'm okay. She gets the first word in. An awkward smile forms on her lips as she tries to start the conversation. I reckon she has a lot to say as well. We can't just cut straight to the chase, however. We end up standing there facing each other, weird smiles on our faces. Have you eaten yet? Yeah, I've eaten. Some food just, like, appeared in my room. I see. I got a decent meal. Tasted better than the stuff we have on Earth. Yeah, pretty much. It was decent. We try our best to carry on with smiles on our faces, but the conversation screeches to a halt in seconds. We both know that we're feeling increasingly uncomfortable. Neither of us want to bring up the things we actually need to talk about. There's heaps of questions and things we should tell each other. Anyway, you know, it's almost a miracle we made it back here in one piece. Yeah, it is. Although if George was here with us, it truly would be a miracle. It really would've. Her words made me think of George's final moments. Fuck, I can't believe he's gone. The memory of him being murdered by that monstrous insect is still fresh in my mind. The sight of someone I knew so well dying in such a horrific way before isn't something I can just forget. I'm worried if that thing is going to come after us again tomorrow. Fuck, if I just had my guns, I might be able to take care of it. Forget the gimps, that monster of an insect doesn't seem like something that mere guns can kill. I can't help but think we're better off avoiding that monster entirely rather than risking our lives fighting it. By the way, where are your guns, even? Hell if I know, they were just gone when I woke up on my bed back then. I'm guessing that Celine stripped of us anything that could be used in a weapon in order to make the game more difficult. You think there's anything we could get our hands on that'll work as a weapon? No idea, the gimps didn't have any weapons either, so... Guess we've got nothing. She's clearly frustrated. The conversation dies again. As concerned as I am about her, I simply cannot think of a way to express my thoughts. Despite recent events, she doesn't seem much different than her usual self. Maybe the best course of action is just to not bring up anything, is not bring anything up and leave her be for now. My feet hurt from all the walking. Could we talk in my room instead? Huh? In your room? What, something wrong with it? For some reason, she looks disappointed by my reluctance. We've been together ever since we were kids, but I've never seen her make a face like this before. I get the feeling I shouldn't turn her down here. Well, fine. I don't gain anything by leaving you upset, so I'll keep you company. Wow, you couldn't think of a nicer way to phrase that? You're right. Sorry. Come on, let's go to your room already. She somehow seems even more upset with me than before as she walks back into her room. Guess it's no surprise your room looks the same as mine. I blurt that comment out without much thought the moment we enter her room. It looks the same? Well, considering the layout, I bet we all have identical rooms. But hey, these rooms are fucking awesome. You've got food and clothing that just appears from the floor. You don't need a closet when you've got a convenient storage space like this. Same thing in my room. They just came out from the floor. If this technology existed down on Earth, you could seriously start a business doing nothing but selling these. The shit they have up here is honestly incredible. Maybe she's just trying to lighten the mood, but she does sound honestly excited. I'm surprised by her sincere admiration for their technology. Aren't you tired from standing around all day? Whoops. Hold on, guys. Where is that history? Aren't you tired from standing around all day? Sit down with me. She sits on her bed and urges me to join her. I do as she says, sitting down next to her. Ooh, I'm dead tired. Me too. Her expression is rather sullen. So, some really fucked up shit happened today, that's all she can say? I haven't even said a word before she suddenly starts talking in a weirdly lighthearted tone. Long story short, this weird fucking monster thing captured me. If I just had my guns, I could have shot it dead. It's a slime, so probably not. She recounts what happened to her in a grumbling, sing-song manner, almost like she's talking to herself. Her eyes stare blankly ahead, unfocused on anything before them. Hey, what's up? You're acting really weird. Like this weird... Like this weird slime monster attacked me. And then when I thought it was over, those freaky gimps start raping me. They were fucking me like monkeys or something. Haha, man, it just made me laugh. That's all I could do, laugh at it. Celicia? It's all I... Sobs leak from her lips. Celicia? She hugs her lips tightly with her arms while resting her head on her knees. Hold on, she hugs her legs tightly with her arms while resting her head on her knees. Oh man, that sounds like... That's like somebody that just got done with a traumatic experience. And yeah, I would definitely say what happened to her was traumatic. Unable to hold back any longer, she starts crying, her voice muffled. Ah! I can tell she's trying to contain her tears. But she can't contain them any longer. Celicia! I don't know what to say to her. She may be a foul-mouthed tomboy, but now I'm reminded that she's still a girl deep down. I can't think of any way to console her, so all I can do is sit here and silently watch her weep. You. All of a sudden, she says something unintelligible. Huh? Screw you. What? I can't hear you. For fuck's sake, let me screw you. Huh? Without any warning, she forces me down onto the bed. I don't understand what she's doing. I stare at her, confused. Her freshly shed tears shining on her cheeks, she looms over me. I can feel her desperation thrumming through the gap between us. If only I'd made that first move sooner. Huh? If only I'd known this would happen, I'd have done it with you first. Despite her tears, her lips form a faint smile. When she looks at me like that, there's no way in hell I can tell her to stop. You're okay with a guy like me screwing you? Okay with? No, I'm not just okay with it. What? I'm not just okay with it. What do you mean? I mean that... I wanted my first time to be with you. Hearing that makes my heart skip a beat. An emotion unlike any I've ever felt before suffuses my chest. Celicia, I might be dense, but even I understand the significance of her words. Her feelings for me are as pointed as an arrow. She wanted her first time to be with me. I never expected her to say such a thing. Up until now, I've always thought of her as a sister, never as a potential lover. I wish I would have gotten to do it with you. Oh. Pardon me, folks. A little bout of heartburn here. Okay, and we're back. God, why? Why didn't I tell you sooner? At least then I wouldn't have... God damn it. Ow. Ah. She forcefully pulls down my underwear and jams my member into her mouth. Well, that's about the cutoff point for YouTube. Still processing what just happened, I stare at Celicia. What are you? With the speed of a startled rabbit, I try to pull my body away from her, but she has me in such a strong hold that I can't move. Her breasts press against my thighs, gently transmitting their warmth into me. Even warmer than that is her mouth around my dick. I gape at her, confused. Her soft lips stroke my dick. She fiddles with the tip of my slowly stiffening manhood by stroking it against the faintly sticky insides of her mouth. I involuntarily let out a small moan. My soft shaft is getting bigger. Celicia, who up until now I've always thought of as my sister, is getting me hard with a blowjob. The whole situation feels incredibly wrong. I'm glad he notices this. It is kind of bizarre, right? Well, wait, Celicia, why are you... She says, shut it. I never realized she's got such long eyelashes. For just a moment, I'm entranced by her face, but then the tingling feelings at my crotch snap me back to reality. She inserts my cock deep into her mouth and spins me inside of it. The soft undersides of her lips caress my chef gently. The pleasure creeping up on me makes my hips sink into the bed. She keeps me held down by the waist while she begins moving her tongue, albeit hesitantly. Her muffled breaths are interwoven by subtle wet noises coming out of her mouth. I'm confused at how just that sound coming from her manages to turn me on. I sneak a look at her when I think she's preoccupied. She looks a little confused herself. She seems unsure on how she's meant to move her tongue and resorts to just licking my dick in a random place. Or in random places. Oh! The fact that I'm now at full mass, however, doesn't escape her. Her brow furrows as she suddenly stops stroking my tip with her tongue. Now that I'm fully erect, her mouth feels really tight. She hardly has to move to stimulate my shaft all over with the inside of her mouth now that I'm hard. She moans quietly while wrapping her tongue around my enlarged manhood. The tip of her tongue repeatedly grazes the bundle of nerves at my frenulum. Her tongue trails against my underside, flicking up the tip of my penis to stroke my stiff glands. The ripple of pleasure shooting straight to the top of my head makes me let out a loud moan. She wraps her saliva-soaked tongue around my dome and licks it. After taking my dick out of her mouth, she pants for breath. It feels strangely unsettling to see my erect boner all over her face. As weird as it feels, my eyes can't leave her moist pink lips. She continues gasping for air as if what she did really winded her. You wanna what? When I ask her to repeat herself, she purses her lips for a moment. Her normally sharp and steadfast eyes resuming around left and right. Her gaze refocuses as she rests her weight against me. Our bodies press against each other, letting me feel my own heartbeat against her. I wanna do it with you. Although she's clearly hesitant and bashful, she nonetheless gently grabs hold of my incredibly stiff dick. This is how you do it, right? She squeezes my throbbing chef with the tender, warm palm of her hand. Her subtle lips nibble my tip, causing a tingling numbness to spread through my crotch. After pressing her lips against my tip a few times, she slowly inserts it into her mouth. When her warm lips tighten around the most sensitive part of it, my chef feels like it'll melt with pleasure. She doesn't seem to know what to do next. She tries licking it randomly like she did earlier. Her head tilts slightly to the side as if she's worried about as if she's worried she's bad at this. Her short hair waves and sways, momentarily enrapturing me with her femininity. The smooth, wet backsides of her lips stroke my glands. She keeps it in her mouth as she works on me, almost as if gently chewing on me. Although her technique lacks finesse, it still feels amazing. I grunt as a sharp pain runs through my tip. She panics, taking my penis out of her mouth. Sorry, I didn't mean to bite. She stutters as a tiny bit of drool leaks from her lips, the same drool that currently shines on the surface of my shaft. That realization makes my groin warm up again. It's fine, keep doing it. You sure? Yeah, just be careful with your teeth. Everything other than the biting felt really good. She might already know from how hard she's made me, but I want to tell her directly to be sure. Hold on, she might already know from how hard she's made me, but I want to tell her directly to be sure. Alright, I'll be more gentle this time. She nods and wraps her mouth around my cock. And is it normally the guy who says, well, hold on, isn't it normally the guy who says he'll be gentle? I mean, maybe it fits Alicia? She said, more gently, more gently. She began slowly coiling her tongue around my dick, licking it tenderly like one might do to a tiny cut. She really is being more careful this time. Her soft, sticky tongue wraps around my penis, causing a pleasant tingle to gradually spread through my pelvis. As the pain vanishes, As the pain vanishes, my member aches for more. What she's doing feels really good already, but I want even more and more pleasure. Could you do more of an up and down motion? What do you mean? Like, how exactly? I falter as I try to think of how best to explain it to her. While I think, she returns her mouth to my cock, licking it once again. I do like this scene, because this is two people that aren't very familiar with sex. Like, Celicia's not a sex queen. She's not like one of these waifus that goes in there and can do all the things. She's not really sure what she's doing, but she's trying her best. And he's actually saying, well, you know, could you not do this? Could you try this? You know, it's basically communication between the both of them, which is really good, and I think it's beneficial for any kind of sexual encounter that a person may have. Communication is key, and that's what they're doing here. So this is actually educational in this way. I falter as I think of how best to explain it to her. While I think, she returns her mouth to my cock, licking it once again. The tip of her wet tongue strokes from the top of my shaft to my base and back again. It is an up and down motion, though not the one I initially had in mind. I eventually decide to place my hand on her head, gently guiding it up and down in the hope she'll get the idea. She's saying, like this? But of course her mouth is full. She's giving me her first proper blowjob directed by my own hand. Still unsure if she's doing it right, she looks over to me for confirmation. It seems she's getting the idea of exactly what I want. While running her tongue along my shaft, she moves her head back and forth as she sucks me off. Each time she moves her head, muffled and moist noises leak out of her saliva-filled mouth. The warm, slightly sticky texture of the inside of her mouth is incredible. Wet, soft flesh clings tightly to my massive boner. Bursts of pleasure travel from my waist to my head. I feel my penis throbbing hard inside her tight mouth. In this erotic situation, a stimulus I'd normally describe as ticklish is giving me the chills. Could you lick the back of it some more? Her tongue wriggles around, trying to find my back. My dick gets bigger and bigger as she bobs her head up and down while licking my underside with her wet tongue. Saliva drops from her fair, red lips down to my member, soaking into its surface and giving it an obscene glitter in the room. Glitter? Whatever. In the room's light. Her body, resting atop mine, is sweaty, heavy, and growing hotter with every moment. Like, blah, that fucking hurts. Abruptly, she takes my dick out of her mouth. A bridge of saliva clings to her lower lip, connecting it to my penis. The cool air hits my soaked genitals, making me feel chilly in a completely different way than before. I can't help but feel a little bit blue-balled. My slight disappointment must be showing on my face because she immediately averts her eyes from mine. Do you feel good? I respond to her insecure question by nodding with a smile. It makes her blush a bit deeper, for a moment at least. Okay, what now then? She poses that question to me with my dick in her hand. Her earnestness causes something inside of me to trigger, making my member ache harder than ever. I'm eager to feel good as soon as possible, so I give her a straightforward answer. I kind of want you to jerk me off. jerk off? You mean like this? She adjusts her grip on my penis, stroking it with a back and forth motion. Oh, with back and forth motions. Her fingers are long and supple, her fingertips soft and delicate. The palm of her hand, right at the base of each of her fingers, puffs up when she bends her waist, giving it a tender firmness against me. The supple surface of the base of her thumb strokes my frenulum with every stroke. It said, I mean, it doesn't hurt since I don't have to keep it in my mouth. She makes that observation while continuing to move her hand up and down. While she's obviously holding back, her grip on me is still very firm. She's really strong after all. In fact, her grip is almost exactly like that of my own when I do it myself. My meat experiences a soft touch of a girl's hand, but with the power of a man's grip. Her jerking motions are irregular, likely because she's not used to doing this. This might seem like a brainless act, but it actually requires a surprising degree of finesse. She says it's fatter than I thought. My dick gets harder and bigger in her hand. A see-through liquid begins oozing out of the end of my bulging red tip. What the hell? Wait, are you... She stares at the drops of pre-cum in confusion. No, I'm not coming yet. This is just what happens when guys are horny. She's like, I mean, duh, of course. You're a bad liar, Celicia. She tries to play it cool while sneaking the occasional glance at my dick. Her cheeks practically glow red with embarrassment, making her look more womanly than I've ever seen her before. Her saliva-covered lips glisten brightly. Simply looking at her makes my cock throb hard, releasing more and more drops of pre-cum. Obviously, I know that. Wow, your dick hole is opening. There's more stuff coming out. Wow, holy shit. She stares in amazement at the seam on the end of my glands as it beads with pre-cum. Whoa, it's wide open. How does it do that? Ah! Her moist lips part, allowing warm air to exit her mouth. Her body wriggles slightly as if she's feeling pleasure from pleasing me. I can't wait any longer. I'm almost at the brink. Could you start sucking on it again? Oh, okay. Ha! She seems more bashful than before and ducks her face down. My hot breasts make her long, beautiful eyelashes sway. She sucks intently on my tip while jerking me off. Her mouth feels hotter than before. Even her saliva feels as though it's become even thicker. Pleasure makes my cock throb and twitch. Each time it does, she tightens her lips around me. The pressure of her suction on my cockhead and the increasingly vigorous throbs in my member make me feel as though I'll lose my mind. She seems completely absorbed in the act. Our breathing grows laborious as the air around us seems to become more and more humid. In it, I can smell her sweat and the scent of my own genitals. She sniffs slightly, clearing her nose as she lifts her head up to hold my glands between her lips. Her silky, smooth tongue wraps around my glands while licking it, scooping up my overflowing pre-cum. You think she's saying this tastes incredible? She mumbles something as she slurps up my pre-cum. Her lips move in erratic jerks, making her gums grind against my dome. It feels so incredible, I nearly cry out on the spot. Even when she focuses on sucking, my member continues to throb and tingle as fiercely as before. She licks my cock fervently with her tongue. It's almost as though a wet eel is squirming around inside her tight mouth. Those wild motions brush the underside of my glands, sending unbearable jolts of euphoria straight through my brain. My meat throbs furiously inside of her small mouth. I'm at my limit. It feels as though my shaft will explode in a hot mess. She's asking him if he feels good. She's saying, do you feel good? I nod, but as my lusts take control of me, I press down on her head with my hands. I harshly thrust my fat boner deep into her mouth. The force of my dick being abruptly crammed so hard into her mouth makes her let out a groan. Right now, though, I'm simply too horny to care if she's in pain or not. The very back of her throat constricts tightly around my cock. I must be practically choking her as I feel hot human air washing over my tip. I shake her head forcefully to best enjoy her throat's tightness and warmth. I can feel something small hitting against my tip, likely her uvula. I grind against it, making her heave in anguish before swinging her head left and right to better grind her lips against my hilt. A hot sensation swells within my pelvis before shooting up my spine. I can feel her stiff tonsils against the underside of my glands. Their texture is clearly different than that of her tongue or her palate. The unforgiving, mucus-drenched part of her throat rubs vigorously against my tip. The intense urge to come bursts inside my brain. I pant intensely like an animal as I force her down on my fuck pole. Would have used a different word. An endless stream of saliva pours out from between her lips, which constrict desperately around my cock like they're trying to force it out. I thrust my grind as hard as I can against them, as if to split them apart. Splurt. An absolutely dizzying wave of pleasure runs up my spine as I release my cum inside her mouth. My hot load splashes against the back of her throat, causing her to gag forcefully as she squirms around to try to get me out of her mouth. I keep her head held down with all the energy I can muster, though. My cum is meant to shoot inside her and nowhere else. I continue releasing my cum inside her throat as I bask in the relief of my ejaculation. Most of my semen intentionally hits the back of her throat before it begins to drip back towards her mouth. It fills her mouth in seconds before it starts to gush from her lips like water from a fountain. My own sperm drenches my dick as it throbs from my powerful orgasm. The white liquid soon flows out of her flaring nostrils as well. The cum on her lips soon forms a sticky layer between my cock and her mouth, almost as if gluing them together. Whether fueled by panic or anguish, her lips twitch and spasm frantically, making my orgasm even more euphoric. Some of my semen seems to have gone directly down her throat. She has no choice but to drink it down and clear her airway. Her throat bobs as she swallows, as though she's having difficulty gulping down my odorous, sticky spooge. The moment she frees herself from my cock, semen spills out of her mouth as she coughs violently to allow herself to breathe again. She heaves repeatedly and spews out the sticky cum that had lodged itself deep in her throat. My jizz cakes her chin and splashes down onto my belly and groin. Even I am shocked by just how much I came. Her coughing sends a saliva and semen mixture flying around. Drips of cum trickle out through her nose as well. All I can do while savoring the fading pleasure from my ejaculation is stare blankly at her. I realize now that I might have been a little rough with her. She's like, you asshole, my mouth's not your personal sex toy. Sincerely sorry for what I did to her, I apologize. I'm sorry, I know I went too far, but it felt so good that I couldn't control myself. Ah. He's like, okay, I'm not really that mad. She mutters a bit before taking another glance at my member. Can you still, keep going? Huh? Oh, yeah. Although semen is still dribbling from my tip, my dick doesn't seem to have gone flaccid in the slightest. Don't just, yeah, me. Gah. Well, she seems alright about something. She also seems hesitant to elaborate on just what she means. I told you earlier how I wanted to do it with you. She looks away as she confesses that in an embarrassed tone. She seems so innocent. So could you stick it in my... She slips out of her clothes, lies down face up on the bed, and spreads her legs. Stop staring at me. She bashfully urges me to look away as she turns her face away from mine. Her big breasts are so firm that they don't even sag while she's laying down. Her light pink nipples point up towards the ceiling, slightly erect from the cool air in the room. Her bared waist and hips let the shapes of her abdominal muscles faintly show in an effortless and sexy manner. She does have some abs. While her butt is on the smaller side compared to her breast, it has a charming tautness to it. Tautness. Tautness. There's another word, folks. What does that mean? I don't know, but Grimm's gonna find out. Let us see here. Tautness. Of being stretched or strained. Synonym for tenseness, tension, tensity. Now I feel that kind of right now, but. Okay. It has a charming tautness to it. Okay. A fine lineup of well-maintained muscle covers her entire frame. It gives her a natural wild beauty, almost like that of a doe. You're a lot girlier than I thought you'd be. You really think so? Like, you've got a really sexy body, I mean. Just in terms of looks, huh? She frowns as if she expected me to say something else, but she blushes nonetheless. I've never seen her in this way before, and it honestly surprises me how cute she really is. Now come on already. Don't keep me waiting all damn day. The look in her eyes isn't intimidating as it usually is. Instead, she seems almost vulnerable as she stares up at me. How the hell did she undergo such a magical transformation just by taking off her clothes? I can't see her as anything but a woman now. It almost makes me feel uncomfortably confused. I've always thought of Celicia as a sister until now, never as a lover. Togo, could you start already? It's seriously embarrassing to sit here like this. Right, sorry. She's blushing up to her ears. Her whole face is gonna turn red at this rate. My body closes in on hers as if magnetically drawn toward it. Just being close to her fills me with a steamy heat, sending a tingle through my balls. A tingle. Ball tingle. The moment my pre-cum stained tip makes contact with her snatch, I feel my entire body tremble. The pleasure shooting from the tip of my cock into my waist makes me let out a gasp. I look down at her pussy as I probe for the right angle to insert my dick. Just stroking my girthy meat against her makes a really wet noise. Ah, stop staring, jerkwad. This is just what happens when women get horny, okay? I slide my tip up and down, pausing when I feel myself graze a hole about the size of the eye of a needle. Her entrance is quite smaller than I thought. I gulp as I brace myself, but just as I'm about to thrust inside... Oh god, that's the wrong hole. I pull back immediately when I hear her protest. That's the one I piss from. It's never gonna go in there. Oh shit, no wonder it's so small.
Togo,
Your dick goes in the one below it. Wait, Togo, have you never done this before? Yeah. I kind of have it. Just for a moment, a look of joy fills her eyes. What's she so happy about? Anyway, further down. Come on already, this is embarrassing for me. She pouts slightly. She doesn't need to keep telling me to hurry up. It's clear she's flustered just by looking at her face. Honestly though, she looks prettier like this. I do as she says and start prodding my member a little lower down. The moment I find the right spot, her hot vagina sucks my tip inside of it. The brain-melting pleasure makes me let out a low-pitched groan. A lot of groans people are letting out. Like, it's going in. Your dick's going inside me. Her pussy isn't loose at all. Her tight womanhood opens just enough to accept my prick, almost as though swallowing it. There's nothing left for my shaft to do but plunge inside of her cunt. I thrust so deep that our crotches make contact as I let out a fierce moan. She quivers feverishly beneath me. Hey, what did I say? Stop staring at me. Although she's the one scalding me, her words come out in a strained gasp. I'm dazzled by just how cute she is. It's stunning how the normally tomboyish, gutsy girl I thought I knew has become such a beautiful woman. It's like, Togo, do the thing already. I blink for a bit before nodding in acknowledgement, starting to thrust slowly. Her tight, narrow love tunnel clamps down on my dick. It's so warm. Oh, wow. Her tightness and ceaseless stream of love juices flowing from deep within her suffused my entire crotch with warmth. The combination of these sensations makes my thrust sporadic and halting. The erratic nature of my movements means she can't predict the stimulation I'm giving her. Her abdomen flutters every time I move my hips. Am I doing it right? Again, I really like this scene because they're actually discussing these kinds of things. Shut up. Don't ask that. Ah, well, I'm not gonna do those, guys. Her cheeks are flushed and sweat runs down her brow and neck. She does seem to be feeling good. Every thrust inside of her makes her let out a soft moan. Just hearing her pant like this makes me feel like I'll go crazy. Ha ha ha! The burning pleasure from the rubbing of our genitals causes my hips to thrust furiously. Our dripping pussy is getting even warmer and stickier. I'm going to coom. Some part of me wonders if I should pull out or stop or something. She says, shoot it inside me. Clean out these gimps' jizz with yours. The pain in her voice makes my chest tighten up. It's as I thought, something happened today, something so bad that I don't even want to imagine it. A blend of resentment, anger, and intense envy forms in my thoughts. It's dwarfed, however, by one emotion above all, the love I feel for Celicia. It's dwarfed, however, okay. Okay, I'll do it inside. Yeah, please shoot your cum inside me. Here we go. I submit to her desires and continue thrusting, hoping to make her forget about the events of the day. I'm fucking her like a man possessed, but her words only confirm that's what she wants. My groin grinds against her wet pubic hair, gently entangling my skin with it in an oddly satisfying way. She stares at me with moist, gleaming eyes. My body bends and quivers with every thrust I slam inside her. Shit, has she always been this cute? Uh-oh, he's getting that love blinder. That's the chemicals. Come inside. He's like, come inside, please, come inside me. Fill me with cum, here we go, guys. An attempt to do what she's demanding. I jam my dick deep inside her. Her spread legs twitch in spasm as she wraps them behind me, keeping me locked inside her. Boom! A hot explosion of pleasure surges through my core. My dick throbs hard inside her pussy. A moment later, a huge amount of my seed begins pouring out of me. Even as I continue ejaculating furiously, I drive my member deeper inside her. He's like, coming! And then, yeah. Her body stiffens slightly as her brow wrinkles with strain. Her head tilts backward unconsciously. Is she having an orgasm? Right as that thought occurs to me, let's not mispronounce vagina here, guys. Her hot vagina constricts around my girth. Fuck, you're tightening. The sudden tightness makes me let out a groan. I continue shooting my load deep inside her snatch, her body squeezing my shaft like one might squeeze paste from a tube. You came so much, there's so much. Hot, come. It says, my pussy's totally full. A burst of spooge leaks out from between us every time her pussy squirms. It feels almost like my dick is a size too large for a pussy. Every twitch of her cunt nearly squeezes my cock back out of her. My sperm gushes back out of her with a wet noise, staining both of our crotches. She's not, however, relaxing one bit around me. Fuck, my dick. I won't even be able to pull out if she stays this tight. Ha ha ha! Her walls almost seem glued to my shaft, but eventually her grip loosens just a bit as she seems to settle down from her high. Yeah, I don't think that's her thigh. I think that's her high. Yes. Even while riding the high from my first orgasm, I had a second. Yet somehow my boner is still just as hard as it was when we first started. My sticky semen starts leaking from a relaxing hole, allowing a grassy aroma to rise up from it. Glancing down and seeing the pinkness of her mound really drives home that I came inside of her, sending a drill through my body. You okay? Yeah, and you, I mean... that was your first time. She almost sounds like she's mocking me, but it only makes her seem more erotic when combined with her dazed expression. Yeah, I'm totally fine. Fuck, that felt good. Dumbass. She exhales hard as she mumbles coyly. Hey. Togo, what? Thanks. He said your pussy felt so damn good. She sheepishly gives me a small nod. We will find out whose moments these are in a second, folks. As the moments pass by, I can start to make out the bittersweet odor of her own arousal through the cloying scent of my own semen. You can keep going, can't you? Oh God, please. She timidly urges me to continue. I nod silently in assent before prodding her once again with the tip of my cock. Remember, it's usually two times the most hentai. Just as before, my meat disappears inside her with a gooey noise. It only takes moving slightly inside her to make her quiver. She's probably really sensitive after having already come once. A tingling shiver runs up my glands whenever her supple body shudders, making me feel like I'll burst at any moment. The cum I splurted just a minute ago soaks into my penis, submerging it in a pleasant softness. Oh yes, Togo. Just thrust as hard as you want. After hearing that, I give in to my desires and start pounding away with my hips. I thrust in long, full strokes. Her sweet, wet walls cling tightly around my girth and intensely stimulate my stiff glands. The deeper. I want it deeper. It's also what the guy in the cave says. Hey, you gotta dig this deeper. It's not deep enough. What do you mean deeper? Oh, you gotta go down deeper with this shovel. Well, you guys get the idea. That can be used for a lot of things. She deliriously repeats her words again and again. You like it when I stick it deep inside? I do. When you came balls deep inside me, it was incredible. Well, there you go, folks. There's one you don't hear. Incredible. Her words trail off out of embarrassment. I satisfy her wishes by cramming my cock hard and deep inside of her. The sound of my seed and her pussy juice churning together sounds out as I plunge my tip into her deepest parts. Her spine arches as she lets out a shrill moan after moan. Man, her voice can go that high? It surprises me so much that I stopped thrusting for a moment. I always thought I knew everything there was to know about her, but this is the first time I've ever seen this cute side of hers. My desire to discover more of it turns into an almost mischievous intent. I start poking at the deepest parts of her pussy with my dick. The supple, almost bouncy elasticity of her pussy sends vibrations through my member. She moans adorably as her pussy juice surges out of her with every thrust I give her. I'm so excited that I keep going and going and going until... Oop! Stop! Stop! Whoa! Fuck! Whoops! There you go! Her vagina suddenly contracts. Bit contracts. Her vagina suddenly contracts extremely hard as a burst of clear liquid shoots from her. The warm fluid soaks my crotch, startling me so much that I reflexively pull out. Her soft belly pulls feverishly inwards as her bare thighs twitch spastically. The liquids pouring out from her snatch start to stain the bed sheets. You okay? You want to take a break? Seeing her in such a state makes me ask her that automatically. Oh, damn. This is going to be a long one, folks. I'm fine. Just keep fucking me. You sure? You sound like you need a break. It's like, shut up. I said I'm fine. Jesus. She averts her gaze while reassuring me. Oh, for God's sake, get back to it already. Okay, fine. I'm a bit unconvinced, but nevertheless, I resume thrusting into her. Since she just came, I decide to go easy on her for a bit. I work my tip back out, back until it's just behind her entrance, moving in small circles. Like that, that's it. I keep thrusting just like that. Her spine quivers as I rub my cock against her puffy mound. You want me to keep doing this? So stop asking so many questions. Ah, my pussy's tingling so much. I've never seen her like this before. It makes me so horny that my member is unbelievably hard. My sperm and her pussy juice whip up together into a foam that spills out onto the bed sheets. Ah, gonna get addicted to this. Oh, wait. Her throbbing labia are becoming even more swollen with lust. Their remarkable tightness excites my member between them, causing my thrust to come faster and quicker. My taut gland scrapes against her sex's ceiling, causing her body to spasm. She moans passionately as she stares at me with tear-stained eyes. I'm gonna comb! Let's comb together this time! She looks so sweet when she pleads like that. I pound her vigorously, knowing I'm going to blow my load any second now. But wait, not yet. I'll hold it in, Togo. I'm almost there. I grip my teeth, holding back the urge to come. Grasping and moaning, I start aiming my dick at her weakest point, at her weakest points deep inside her. I don't like the way that was written there. It should be the weakest points inside. I don't know. There's just a lot of problems with that whole sentence. I start aiming my dick at her weakest points deep inside her. That just doesn't make any logical sense. I start aiming my dick at the weakest points inside her. I start aiming my dick deep down at the weakest parts inside her. I don't know, I keep trying to figure out, but that just does... I've got a lot of problems with that sentence. It just does not work for me. For a moment, she looks shocked, but soon enough, Euphoria fails her fails her expression. Yeah, if it failed, then he wouldn't be doing his job, I guess. She moans in ecstasy, jerking her waist against mine. Before long, her writhing synchronizes itself with my thrust, causing our bodies to move together as one. It's like, this is so good, it's so fucking good, I'm gonna go crazy, fuck me harder, come inside me. My dick is so hard that I feel as though I'll explode. I quench my burning member into her deepest parts, stubbing its head against the end of her depths. The entrance to her womb feels softer than it did before, bulges slightly inwards as if to better accommodate the tip of my cock. Our pubic hair and love juices glue our groins together, allowing us to focus on our connection inside our body. It's really nice. I think that's kind of romantic. Our pubic hair and love juices glue our groins together, allowing us to focus on our connection, on the connection between our bodies would be better. Like, that would be really great. I don't know if that's what Say meant or the translator, but that's what it seems to be here. Because it's like allowing us to focus on our connection inside her body. I would like it better if it said our connection, because this is a mutual connection thing. I hate to be the grammar guy, but yeah, there's some parts on this that really seem to weaken it. Because this is a really good scene. You don't need to ruin it with bad grammar and bad, you know, writing's just not on point. It almost feels like my privates are melting and being molded to her shape, connecting us together. I'm gonna come, I'm coming, I'm coming. Her lips start to stiffen as her entire body begins shaking. The heat from her hot, wet, tight vagina rises up through me until even my head is tingling with pleasure. I'm gonna. Okay. Come, Togo. I'm gonna come, too. Her thighs convulses, her folds squeeze down around my cock from all sides. I'm coming! The powerful burst of pleasure turns my vision white. A moment later, I paint her insides the same color with my cum. If it was a different color, I would be worried. Her crotch jerks upwards to meet mine, her juices spouting out of her. I don't know why we've got double voice. Her vagina tightens even further, making fireworks explode before my eyes as Euphoria rushes through my nerves. You know what? I think I know what could be doing that. I'm gonna try something, guys. I know I don't wanna... Hopefully you're not fapping, but why the hell is things so goddamn high? Well, that should be high, because I want all their voices high, but then you have the game sound effects. And sound effects need to be at a certain level, so why is everything so, I don't know. But whenever a pussy constricts, it sends her clear squirt flying upwards to splash against my stomach. The enveloping texture of the soft entrance to her womb makes my breath catch in my throat. Her joints pop as she arches her back and stiffens her limbs while orgasming. Her whole body thrums with pleasure, quaking so intensely as she struggles for breath. The realization that I'm really coming inside Celicia heightens the ecstasy coursing through me. As her grip around me relaxes, my dick eventually slips free of her, allowing a torrent of my cum to spill out of her gaping pussy. Her face twitches occasionally as her breasts have up and down, as her breasts heave up and down from a ragged panting. You okay there? I'm a little worried about her, so I asked to make sure. That felt fucking incredible. She loved it. Good. I'm relieved to hear that. A moment later, though, an overwhelming feeling of fatigue sinks into me. Yeah, you coomed 3 times, brah. 4, actually. I collapse onto the bed with a thud. Togo, she looks a bit startled at how my body just flops onto hers. I'm fine, just a little tired. Let me just stay like this for a bit. Togo, well, he fell asleep just like that. It's been ages since she and I have slept together in the same bed, come to think of it. We both lie on the bed, silently staring up at the ceiling. The realization I've done the deed with someone I've always thought of as sister until now is filling my heart with mixed feelings. It's just, I turn to look at her, but she turns away out of embarrassment. She'd never do such a thing normally. It's a gesture that I expect out of normal girl. It makes my heart beat just a little bit faster. Tomorrow, it's back to normal with us. All right, back to normal. Yeah, today was a one-time thing. Just a one-time thing, or so she says. She doesn't say anything more after that. As embarrassed as she seems, she appears to be enjoying the tranquility of the moment. She's gonna want the D again later. Togo, you'd better make it through tomorrow. Yeah, you'd better too. Survive the day, no matter what it takes. Another round of the game starts tomorrow. If we don't find a safe zone before the sun sets, we'll have an apartment. Apartment with death. An appointment with death. To prevent that, we'll need to put everything we have into finding it, both tomorrow and every day after that. If we just make it through one day at a time, the game will eventually end. Yeah. I'll survive at any cost, so I can make it to wherever Celine is. Hearing Celine's name suddenly gets me wondering. Once you get to her, what are you gonna do? That will work too. Beat the shit out of her, obviously. If I had my guns, I'd shove them up her ass and pull the trigger. There you go! Look at that! Somebody's getting something shoved up somebody's ass. I told you that was gonna happen. It's not a boot, it's a gun. And it's gonna pull the fucking trigger. That will really probably fuck her up. Not sure what else I expected you to say. After all the shit she's done to us, anything less than that won't put George's soul to rest. True. But first of all, we have to survive. If we can manage that, then we can interrogate Celine to our heart's content. Whether she's the real Celine or not, if we hope to find out anything, we'll need to survive a total of 4 days, 3 after today. I'd rather not fall to my death. Oh, you two know just the way to entertain me. What? Wah! All of a sudden, Celine's voice echoes through the room. Celicia and I hurriedly rise to a sitting position to see Celine's face before us projected into the air. Celicia and I are of course both naked. We try to cover up ourselves with the bed sheets.
まさか、初日からこんなに面白いものが見られるとは思っていませんでしたわ。
I never would have expected to see something this amusing happen on the first day. Just thinking that... Just thinking about your expression and moaning makes a chill run down my spine. What do you want, Celine? Unsurprisingly, Celicia can't remain calm. She shouts out, her voice coming out in a shrill squeak. She visibly trembles as she blushes up to her ears. What? You were watching us. And it's like, wait, you were watching us. Yeah, you guys get it. That I was. I saw everything you did. Not just me, but everything of that everyone observed you doing the deed. Oh, wow. Observed us? Celine's revelation makes me blanch. Blanch? If we take our words at face value, then something truly outrageous has just transpired. Excuse me, who observed us? A closed game, and all the actions of the participants playing it are being broadcast and pulled to all of Caleb Herbs. You're shitting me. We can't not broadcast something as interesting as that. Our viewers found it deeply entertaining. You fucking bitch! Felicia shouts loudly, her body shaking with shame. By the way, this conversation is being broadcast as well. Stop recording right now! She crawls beneath the bed sheets to cover herself up while continuing to shout furiously. I'm at a total loss for what to do, as I hadn't imagined something like this would happen even in my wildest dreams. I'm stunned by how childishly you approach sex, but nevertheless it was amusing in its own way. I never knew you were such a crybaby, dear sister. Cut the goddamn feed already. Well, watching people do that is just sick, you fucking bitch. If you hope to insult somebody, I recommend you spice up your vocabulary a little bit, dear sister. And if you really meant it when you said you're going to beat the shit out of me, then you'll have to get here alive. And yeah, she's going to beat the shit out of you. You're going to get your fucking ass beat. If you manage to survive, then I guarantee we'll meet at some point. Celine glares at the projection, but she doesn't say anything further. It seems she's so angry she can't come up with anything else to say to her sister. Now then, enjoy the rest of your time together. See you later, dear sister. After she waves goodbye with a smile, the hologram of her disappears. All we can do is stare at the empty space left by the projection while we sit on the bed, trying to cover ourselves up. She can't be fucking serious. This is some real bullshit. Bullshit. Saying that doesn't sweep it under the rug to be forgotten. Well, no it doesn't, but... Never mind that. Aren't they recording us right now? Pretty sure they are. Humiliated, she blushes deeply at the knowledge that so many people have overheard our every word. Judging by how much her shoulders are trembling, she looks ready to scream at any moment. Are you okay? What? Get out of my room! Fucking hell! Unable to bear the embarrassment any longer, she forces me to leave. I still have things I want to discuss with her, but it's clear as day that she's not in the mood for further conversation. I only have the time to gather up my clothes before quickly stepping out into the hallway. Jesus. The door to her room closes behind me immediately after I exit. I hope she won't remain that angry for all of tomorrow. As cute as her reaction was, the revelation itself leaves me feeling nervous. God damn, watching us all this time. I talk to myself and let out a sigh as I think about what Celine said. You can't blame me for feeling embarrassed knowing that everything Celine and I said and did was broadcast as entertainment. However, I frankly don't have the leeway to dwell on it forever. What matters most is that I get some rest in preparation for tomorrow. Huh? Just as I finish putting on my clothes, one of the doors open. Playing it cool, I turn around and see Marielle standing there in the hallway. When she notices that I'm outside my room as well, she lets out an exclamation of surprise. It seems she was in the process of leaving her room, but she hasn't yet taken more than a single step outside. Her face turns red in moments before she scurries back into her room. Once the door closes behind her, I'm all by myself again. From the way she reacted to me, I think she might have been shown what Celicia and I did. If she saw, then Lacey and Coconut probably know by now, too. Great. With no reason to linger in the hallway, I head back to my own room. The more I think about tomorrow, the more worried I am about how things will unfold. Give me a break here. Now that I'm all alone in my room, the embarrassment is rapidly catching up to me. I threw myself face first onto the bed, burying my face in my pillow, and repeatedly hit the sheets with my feet like a child with a tantrum. There are still things I need to spend time considering, and as embarrassing as they are to think about. She mentioned how she wanted her first time to be with me. Celicia seemed fine at the first glance, but the fact of the matter is that she was raped by some strangers in gimp suits today. The deep emotional scars that would leave on her psyche probably caused her to come looking for me. Today served as a sharp reminder that she, despite how I've always thought of her, is still a girl, a delicate girl. While I don't know what'll happen from here on out, I do know that I need to come to terms with the strong feelings I have for her. We need to survive this, both of us. In any event, completing the game is what matters. If we don't, we'll wind up dead one way or another. I have to survive this ordeal, and for no other reason than that I now know what Celicia truly thinks of me. It's time to hit the hay. I need to be ready for tomorrow. From what we know about this game, anything could happen, and we need to be ready for it. There's still so much to think over, but I decide to let myself drift off into oblivion and sleep on it for now. Night, Celicia. I wish Celicia a good night in my mind and close my eyes in silence. A loud alarm light blaring wakes me up. I'm lying on the same bed in the same white room I fell asleep in. Okay, this is the next day, so we're gonna go ahead and save here. I really, really, really enjoyed those H scenes. Those H scenes were the kind of H scenes I love in this kind of stuff. Yeah, there's all the rape and craziness, but I love, like, that was probably one of my favorite H scenes in the genre so far. I really love how that was handled. She wasn't some sex goddess that knew every single position. That's good when you have a character that fits that description. Like, if she's the sex goddess and she knows how to do everything, okay, that's cool. That's kind of hot. But this is a woman that doesn't really know all that much about sex. Like, she's still kind of learning. But she wants to do it, and she's eager to learn, and they have their very first, their basic intercourse, you know, missionary. Well, I wouldn't say. Yeah, it's missionary. Straight up missionary, and it's good. It's wholesome, actually. It wasn't extremely depraved. It was just very normal. Like, oh, let's try to come together, you know? I mean, let's do it at the same time. You know, so they both get that feeling of pleasure at the same time. That's kind of good. I mean, there's probably couples that do that sort of thing. I like that. It was all about her pleasure and his pleasure, you know? They're like, And she's asking him while they're having sex, do you feel good? Is it good for you? Is it working? I mean, these are important things. This is a very, very good teaching tool for how sex should actually be handled. Now, I know there's people that like the BDSM and all that stuff, and that can be good, too, for people. And some people like the rape fantasies and things like that. But, again, I've always liked the mutual where, you know, the two people are in it. You know, when I was having sex, it is very boring if she's not getting anything out of it. If you're just in there and she's not feeling anything, you're probably not going to get... Like, I don't get off as much. I don't really feel... Like, there's whole times where I've had sex, and I've never actually... there's only one time I've ever actually cooned during sex. And I had a condom in there, and I had to imagine something else. I mean, the woman was hot, but my fucking brain... I mean, she had giant boobs, and I was trying to think of even larger ones, and that was what was getting me off. Which was really bizarre because she had giant boobs already. And I'm like, what the hell, man? So that was really bizarre. I mean, I still got off. But the second time I tried to do it, and you know, I was sober. And we tried it, and it wasn't the best experience ever. It just was, she was in pain. Nothing was working. She's in pain. It's definitely not being good for her. And, you know, I'm not feeling anything. So, yeah, I mean, you don't want to have sex like that. If you're not getting off or you're not getting any kind of pleasure, like nobody is, nobody's happy, it's not gonna go very far. You're not going to do very well with it. So, I mean, I think it's important for people to both get off and have a good time, you know, pleasure. Do you feel good? It's like you want to make each other feel good, and that's what they were doing. It wasn't about, oh, we're gonna, you know, I mean, of course, with rape, sometimes there's stuff like that. Oh, where people actually want that. Like, they want that kind of fantasy. They don't really want to be, you know, they don't really want to be raped or struggle, snuggle, whatever you want to call it. But they do want that fantasy. And that's very common, as I was talking with Maya-chan. So, yeah. But this was a really good scene. I really enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun with it. I hope you guys enjoyed it too. It's a really good one. You know, just regular old sex. There's nothing wrong with regular old sex. Don't let anybody try to shame you into thinking that you can't have regular old sex. And it always has to be something overly degenerate. I mean, that's fun, but sometimes you just want to have regular old sex. There's nothing wrong with it. Regular missionary, nothing wrong with it. At any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord. And by the way, let's thank our sponsor, SpinningRobotPussy.com. And I am out. Later.